Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in the world around us, in our metaphysics, and in our relationships. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana, and I'm joined by Mark. Mark, are you there?
Mark Wall, New York City. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes. And you're
okay.
A little faint, so you might have to speak up tonight, but it's good to hear
okay.
You. How is
good.
New York doing?
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
A good week in New York.
Excellent. It's been really interesting over the last week and a half to watch. You know, in that first weekend in August, that North Node in Taurus, Uranus in Taurus, and Mars in Taurus all conjunct and brought an unusual combination. And we thought of it as a possible turning point, a chance to turn things around. Is that also, I see Anne. Is that Anne?
Yep. I'm here. Yep. Anne Orley.
Hello.
From the Upper East Side of Manhattan, where it's a beautiful 74 degrees and clear out.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What a
very
perfect
nice
evening.
The moon is rising. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so all good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That moon has been amazing.
I know. It's
last
huge,
night,
isn't
the
it?
Moon
yeah.
Jupiter was just astounding. It was
yep.
So close together out here in the west, we could see.
So
I was just mentioning that the fallout of that Uranus North Node and Mars conjunction. I've seen so many clients where that catalyzed a change in their life according to the house that it happened in and the aspects
yep.
that it made. But I'm looking mm. at how it changed. It certainly was a turning point for America, the FBI, and Trump. It lit a spark. What have you seeing with that, Anne?
Well, I think it's still in play through the end of this week.
Yes,
because Uranus hit the nodes by declination, Mars hit the nodes by declination, and then the moon in Taurus over the next couple of days hits the nodes.
We'll hit it all.
And the Mars,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So there's, you know, it's still up and running. And it also was Salman Rushdie, who was born a year behind Trump, also a Gemini
mm-hmm.
Sun Uranus. So the fatwa that had been called out on him in, you know, Iran back in 1989, you know, he got stabbed on the stage. So,
mm-hmm.
And for many people I know, it brought up a lot of big old emotions, really inviting
mm-hmm.
people to kind of go in and work on those emotions in a deeper way. And so
mm-hmm.
there was a lot of change going on, but also
mm-hmm.
a lot of energy in terms of, you know, kind of statements about, like, well, what's possible and what's available
mm-hmm.
and really, really shifting things. And, you know, a little bit of shock and a little bit of, you know, because the moon Uranus, we also had the biggest climate change bill ever prepared.
Wasn't that amazing?
Al Gore, our nice big old Taurus, you know, showed up going, it's the best climate change, and we've got one in Brazil maybe soon and one in Australia maybe soon. But it's the biggest that's been done ever, which is good.
Mm-hmm,
and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that, of course, is Uranus Taurus changing, taking a stance on the North Node.
And the Earth.
Helping us, and the Earth, because it's in Taurus and Earth, saying, okay, we're going to take action, Mars, to change Uranus, how we're doing things. So it's, you know, it's very potent. And for many, many people, this time represents a big turning point in their lives.
Mm-hmm,
so it's
mm-hmm.
a really juicy juicy energy, not easy. A lot of people are really feeling kind of wiped out and tired, and definitely go take extra bed, take extra sleep. But also this week we have a lot of action because the sun's forming a finger of God with Neptune and Pluto, and then Mercury is
yep.
forming a finger of God. So we've got a lot of, we're not done yet, you know. We're not done yet. And then Mars goes
and
into Gemini.
And for our audience, with the finger
on
of God.
On Saturday,
is...
and he's going to be in Gemini for 8 friggin' months, you know. So
know.
The good news is he's going into Gemini with Mercury and Virgo because he's going to be the detective. The bad news is Mars in Gemini for 8 months is, you know, it's this or that. Is it this or that? It's that point in The Wizard of Oz, when Dorothy gets to the crossroads and the road goes in two ways and she kind of goes which direction, and the Scarecrow goes, well, some people go this way and some people go that way. And she's like, you're a talking Scarecrow. And he's like, well, yeah, like what's so weird about that? So we're going to be facing all these choices. And it really is up to us, you know, what we want our life and our future and our world to be like, you know. So,
right. And
really interesting
one of the few
times.
Things that we just have to keep the conversation going because the tension can come up. But with Mars in Gemini, the only thing that will really tick us off is that we can't talk about it or nobody, we feel like nobody's listening.
Right.
So it's going to be important for those next 8 months to keep the conversation going, give everybody a chance to listen. If you need to do, instead of debate, do talking circle. Everybody talks until they're done. The next person talks till they're done. Next person. So everybody gets a chance to feel heard and communicate, because it's the conversation, not the sudden decision. There may be no decisions during this next bit. I was just looking at Salman Rushdie's chart, who was born on the new moon in Gemini, with sun and moon at 26 Gemini, which is taking that in conjunct from Pluto right now. And that was pretty powerful. And Hetch's chart was also set off pretty intensely. And that Mars will be going back and forth over Trump's Gemini sun Sagittarius moon for this winter, which will be interesting.
It's actually stationing on it. He's got stuff at 25.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, and Salman actually is a balsamic phase. He's just before the new moon, so that's that whole karma. And when we relocate him to, when we relocate him to Chautauqua, we put that sun moon Uranus in the eighth house of death. So, and also, Pallas Athena was on Bellatrix, which is the fixed star of blindness. So apparently he's going to lose
an eye.
So
he lost an eye.
So, yeah.
Quite amazing.
But a big deal. A big deal indeed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, big deal indeed. So, but yeah, and it, you know, it's just kind of, you know, the line for the Uranus-Mars went through Russia, went through Saudi Arabia, went through Iran, went through Australia. So I'll be curious to see if Australia weighs in this story, you know, and the story is coming forward. You know, we'll see what happens there. If whatever was going on with Trump involves those. So it'll be interesting. We're having a whole bunch of
stuff
come up.
And you say the line goes through. Which line did you mean, Anne?
The Uranus-Mars
line.
Audience. Yeah, it runs through Kansas. So we had the election in Kansas where everybody came out and overwrote. Runs through Kansas and Missouri, and then it runs through Greenland, so we're going to hear news about probably some plate falling off Greenland. And then it runs through Russia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and then it runs through Sydney.
Which are always in the news.
So
it's going to be
interesting
next week when that moon starts and hits those tender points over again. For so many of my clients, I've seen them make good decisions. I've seen them, you know, suddenly new relationship pops into their life that is totally out of the blue, that may not be a permanent one, but it helps them totally expand their sense of self. Or the work they've always wanted to do begins to seem possible. Some crack in the walls around them start to break open. And they've all made good choices, because that North Node Uranus Mars said, yeah, this is a chance to make good choices, but that's up to you.
One of the good things with the sun in Leo, whatever the finger of God gives you as a choice to make, you won't make the wrong choice. Sun in Leo, right?
Or you may not notice that you've made the wrong choice.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you just shine. And shine right through whatever complications there are.
Yeah.
That's easier when
You're also, I think, a lot of times making the choice for you, for what your heart's path is, rather than, you know, what the prescribed path is. Because I find a lot of times that Leo time is people get back in touch with, you know, what's really important to them. So, interesting times.
So, Mercury is moving into it tomorrow. We'll be trine Uranus. And then move into a trine with, it's almost a grand trine with Pluto up there at the top of the chart, though that's a little wide for Pluto. But it's going to be, and, you know, again, that supports good changes to look at your possibilities. This is the week to really investigate what are your options, what are your possibilities, put a pawn forward, you know, give it a shot and see where that takes you. You know, don't step into the void without looking and thinking through consequences, but it really is a chance to break out of an old shell and step forward.
Yeah. And really being aware of it, I think that's, you know, the consciousness that comes with the sun in Leo is there's a part of it that things get seen and we can't really unsee them. You know, we're seeing them forever now. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So.
And just
yeah,
2 days ago, that
it's
sun
really,
opposed
it's
that.
A really illuminating time. Hmm? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not easy. Well, not easy,
no.
But illuminating. Yeah.
So even though Mercury is in Virgo and that tends to bring our minds to school supplies and fall work, and I really think it's important that people get to their plans for the fall and sketch them in now because Mercury starts to slow down at the end of August and retrogrades on your birthday, September 11th. And then it will be retrograde for 3 weeks. And so we have to stay flexible about our plans. But it's going to be hard to put plans into place once September kicks in. So even though you need to soak up the summer sun now, start sketching in those ideas.
Right.
I also see, you know, Mars goes into Gemini this weekend. So you have Mars in Gemini, Venus in Leo. If there's a time for a last-minute summer fling, this is the time to do it. You know, may not be time to start
it
on long-term in-depth relationship, but it can be a wonderful time to have wonderful dinner parties with your friend on the porch. You know, really, you know, engage in great conversation while Mars is in Gemini and the moon heads there too, to kind of really use this time now and to brainstorm and put the pieces into place.
Yeah.
Be sociable. Take a moment.
Be social and have fun, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a long year. We got a lot to do, and any moment that can give us, can recreate us, can help us renew and fill the wells. This, you know, over the next couple of days, Venus trines Jupiter, which can be very creative and artistic and sociable and a chance to reach out. It's a good time not to think something. I've known people to develop a crush. He handed me back my flashlight. I know he loves me. I'm like, no, he handed you back. They can acknowledge it. I've
just
also
returning
seen
your flashlight.
Exactly. I've seen crimes against women increase with the Jupiter Neptune Jupiter Venus aspects, because it seems like the longing for relationship can get stronger, and those that don't feel like they have a, you know, wanted and don't have the potential for it can get difficult. But how would you say to good use for this time, Anne and Mark?
Mark, you want to go?
Well, for this week, the whole sociability part of it, that's one aspect. And, you know, being available to that is really good. And then the other thing is keeping in mind that you'll have these choices and you won't make a wrong choice if you do it from your heart.
Yeah, and also being offered options. Mars in Gemini, you know, is it shifts in like, oh, there's an option there, oh, there's an option there. And really feeling free to flip the words. I always find Mars in Virgo, or Mercury in Virgo, rather, is really, you know, pretty precise in his words. But it also can be a little bit curmudgeonly. You know, it's a little prone to critical. And so when someone's criticizing, you know, it's always helpful to re-engage the Mercury and do it with yourself, too, if you start criticizing yourself. Or if someone's criticizing you, it'd say, well, what would you do to make it better? And what would be the plan to make it better, right? And then that helps you reframe it or come up with a plan, which is what Virgo likes to do. It really likes having a plan because then it feels heard, seen, recognized. So it's got a lot of energy around honoring that and giving Mercury permission to go, well, you know, there's a problem here. And you go, well, what would you do to fix it? And Mercury goes, well, blah, blah, blah. And that's usually a really good idea. So encouraging, you know, turning to Mercury
committee.
And talking to him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of the things I've seen that goes with that on the other side is that people, I've noticed with Venus and Leo and, you know, Mars heading in, people, no one wants to fight with their beloveds right now. They may want to take on a government office, but they don't really want to fight with their beloveds. But that Virgo can sound a little crankier than it means, and the tendency is to smile, nod, and get more independent and pull away from beloveds. So I'm seeing strange relationship issues where they just people. I'm asking people to stay in there, stay brave, stay intimate, and work it out, rather than let that Virgo distance, that "I'm fine, thank you" attitude, kick
What's
in.
What's wrong?
And,
nothing. Nothing's wrong.
Yep, I'm fine.
Nothing's wrong.
Fine.
No, nothing's wrong. Mm-hmm. And you're like, yeah, right. So, there's something wrong. Yeah.
Right.
Which is okay, you know. They do often have to go process a little before they figure out what they want to say. But but it is Mercury in his favorite sign, so one of his favorite signs. He likes Gemini a lot too, but he also likes to do things. So giving Mercury a little chore or something to really work on, you know, makes him happy, and that's a good way to use the energy if he's feeling a little frustrated. By the way, the world is rolling, so. It's like, well, what would you do instead? I would do this. Okay, we'll go do that. You know, so it's an interesting energy, and it is a lot more reveals this week. So we thought last week was fun. This week's even more fun. So where we go, wow, okay, what's that about? And
so
it gets us all revved up.
Well, look at the pawn forwards. Watch what people do this week as where they step forward, because they're revealing their intentions. Even when they joke or they sound a little edgy with it, you might see hints of their real intentions. As you know, Mars, that Mars Uranus is still cooking, and people's determination might be stepping forward. And with that, Mars is still in a tight trine with Pluto. It's pulling away, but it's we can still feel that strongly. And the movement in Aries. So the desire to step forward, not everybody's doing it consciously. Some people are saying, I don't want to. Oh, by the way, I'm thinking of moving to Jamaica. Oh, never mind. You know, but listen to the throwaways, listen to the jokes, and you'll see what really bothers them, what they really love, what they're really looking for. And some people may be just direct about it, saying, this is my new plan. So it's going to be interesting. Should we take
a
caller?
It is indeed. Yeah, that sounds like a plan.
Okay. And hello, 929, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Yeah, hello?
Yes.
Hi,
are you there?
You
can we help you?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Good.
I'm, you need my date of birth?
Yes, please.
Yes, it's 8-12-1981.
8-12-1981. Yes, time?
Time 2:30.
P.M. or A.M.?
A.M.
And where?
Long Island.
And
what town
in Long Island?
Freeport.
Freeport, thank you. And that our computer asks those questions, so we have to give it.
Oh.
If we can give it a specific, it wants that. So what? And what is your question? What would you like some help on today?
Yes.
And happy birthday recently, just a few days ago.
Thank you. Yes, thank you so much. I'm in the process of getting resumes out. I sent some resumes out today, and I'm going to actually
great day for it.
Oh, really? And I made an error on one, but I resubmitted it again. Because I don't know. I didn't want to just, if there's an error and I see it and I fix it, I like to extend it. I didn't want to leave it undone.
I think that's
so hopefully I did the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So just wanted to see, do you think I'll be interviewing for one of the positions that I sent the resume out for today?
And what kind of, I do. What kind of position is it?
It's working in the entertainment business.
Okay.
It's an administrative assistant position.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping I get it. I hope I get it.
I think it looks good to me. Mercury is coming up to Venus in your fourth house. I think that the conversation, you know, that you will get a chance to interview for that. You're very competent and very determined. I'd put you on my admin team. And what do you see?
I got dropped, so give me her birth. I heard two days before,
August,
so August 12th,
19, August 12th, 1981, 2:30 a.m. in Freeport, New York.
Okay, I got in on the Freeport part. I was like, I got dropped. That was not good. Okay,
oh,
August
no
12th. Yeah, it's that kind of day, you know. My computer's been, my phone just hung up on me. Yeah, I think it looks very positive for work right now. You're ready for a whole new chapter, and
mm-hmm.
you're really, you know, you're definitely looking for expanding direction with Jupiter in the top in the career house, transiting Jupiter. He's
mm-hmm.
like, okay, I'm ready to get out in the world and go. And he's also, he's squaring your moon. And the moon for you is, you know, your moon in Capricorn, you know, that's your serious emotional nature. So with Jupiter squaring your moon as the ruler of you, I think that's got excellent aspects for new stuff. And also it looks like there's an element of creativity with this job with the node going through the fifth. Also, you're really at the end of a big cycle. Your progressed sun is shifting out of Virgo this year into kind of a whole new chapter. So you're really looking forward, it looks like, for what you want your new work to be. Plus today, transiting Venus is right on your progressed ascendant. So that's always a, this is my dream, this is what I want to do. So I like the aspects for it. And you just had a birthday.
And it's a very good day. I was just saying that today is the day to put a pawn forward, to pitch a proposal, to put in a resume. So excellent.
Right, and your solar return for this year is nice. It's got a nice new energy. The new the conjunction, the Uranus-Mars, is in your workhouse, so
mm-hmm,
that you were
mm-hmm.
probably looking and saying, okay, I need a new job beginning of the month, and now you're taking action. So it's got a lot of nice energy to it. I would say, yes, you get the interview, and it looks like you might even get the job too. Mark, what do you
mm-hmm.
see?
Yeah, you're ready for a new job, new responsibility. And it'll feel just right. It's like putting on a shirt and slacks that are just the right size.
And if anybody, by any chance you don't get those interviews, keep on going because the time is right. And so follow that, you know, follow all hot leads. And I have a feeling you will be in a new job in no time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
Mars
getting,
is ruling your direction in life too. There's a lot of stuff on the chart that's like ready for new work. So, and then your solar return this year is very nice for it. Return, was ruled by Mars. Mars rules it to Scorpio rising, and it's in the sixth house of new work. And Mercury is high in the chart, so it does look like there's a real opportunity for being seen in this new job. With Mercury so high, and I like that it's admin, but it's also, you know, it's got that it's got a nice creative component to it too. So it also may be that they take you in on a trial basis because of the Sun Saturn opposition, and then they give you a tryout for a little bit, and then you'll, if they do that way, they'll probably make a decision to make you permanent mid October when Mars goes retrograde. So.
Ooh, and it's so funny that you said that because I also submitted my resume at the same company for a consulting job position, but it's still under the admin umbrella, and I received an email today to see when I'm available to talk. So, I'll follow through on that, but I really wanted one of the other ones, but
I'd say pursue all of them now, and we'll see which one falls into place. You know you're hot,
okay.
And you know it's time. It's the time.
Yeah, you're in
okay.
the mood to do it. And they're looking, I mean, I'm sure that the part-time shifts, but the other one that you look like you really want, it does have that get in under one aspect and then have it change into something else. So there's a lot of that. Or get in and start it doing this and then have it change again. Because you're going to have Mars in your solar return, you're going to have Mars back and forth in your seventh house, which is here you get part one, you get part two, you get part one, you get part two. So it's that part's very nice. And it's got good aspects. You know, your solar return has lovely aspects for new work. So I say full steam ahead. Yeah, no, it looks really nice, very positive.
Thank you, because I got so scared. I made an error on the resume, and I said, you know what, let me just go ahead and resubmit this again.
Well,
because
it's two jobs, it's two resumes.
Yeah.
You've got it. This is the theme for the next 8 months. You're a little early. Yeah.
All right. So I'll keep getting those resumes out just mm-hmm. to keep going for it. So I just don't
yep.
rest on these first, just the first two jobs. All
yep.
right. Sounds
yep.
good. Thank you so much. I'll
You're
keep
welcome
listening
so much.
To the
Have
show.
Fun. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Take care.
She has a lovely solar
Bye-bye.
Return this year. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that
Seeing
marvelous?
Your birthday was
and
a couple days.
For the audience that's playing along at home, what makes a lovely solar return in your eyes?
In my eyes, I like to look at, I like to look at what, you know, so whenever it's a return, we look at what the chart wants to do. So her solar return is August 12th at 12:04 a.m. So it's the sun down in the
mm-hmm.
bottom, opposite the moon and Saturn at the top of the chart. So that gives a focus. And the sun rules
the
fourth
house. The Moon-Saturn conjunction, yeah.
The Moon-Saturn conjunction, she's really serious about her work. She's really serious about where she wants to go. And being a Cancer rising, the Moon-Saturn makes her be, you know, has her go, okay, let me be serious. But it does promise a little bit of a delay because the Moon-Saturn goes, oh, you got it, but there's this limitation. But don't take it personally. Just say, okay, there's a little limitation there. And then once they get to know me, they'll be fine. So we're
mm-hmm.
going to see a little limitation because, the sun is, but the sun also is in the solar return, it's in the fourth, but in her natal chart, it's in the third and it rules her second. So that's the house of money and talents. Plus, she has a nice Venus aspect on her north node on her birthday. And Venus as the house of her hopes and dreams and also where that Mars Uranus is. I think the new job will be creative because the Mars Uranus is in her 11th, but it's like a hope and dream of hers that she wants to move towards. So it's nice. And Venus
mm-hmm.
is,
mm-hmm.
you know, the rising sign for the solar return is Taurus, so it answers to that nice Venus in Leo on her north node. So it's a forward motion for sure for her.
Yeah.
Which is fun. You know, it's kind of like, oh, good, I'm going forward. You know,
so
but
what
with
we're
a little
looking
moon
for,
Saturn always makes it a little cautious. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What we're looking for in a solar return can be planets close to the four cardinal points.
Yep.
And
mm-hmm.
planets are about to take action, like the moon is about mm-hmm. to conjunct Saturn up in the 10th.
Yep.
So it's applying aspects that talk about something that's happening in the future of this year. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, that it seems to fall right in place with what she was asking for.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. So
that she's ready for this new chapter, you know.
Yeah, and we are all ready for some new chapter this week with
yeah.
this combination.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't choose a new chapter, if we, oh, say, hold on to old documents in the back of our house,
right.
Mm-hmm. We might be in, you know, it might, the Uranus is happy to explode where we feel stuck. But if we're ready
right.
to start a new chapter, it can be a real gift forward.
Yeah.
So good new chapters to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Heather Rowan Robbins signing off from Ronan, Montana. Any last
and
words,
And Ann Hartley signing off from the Upper East Side of Manhattan with a beautiful moon
Wonderful.
Rising over my desk.
Mm.
And
Mark?
Same moon, same town.
Same moon, same town. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
And we'll see
you
Out
here
we'll
we've been watching the meteor showers, which has been lovely
yeah,
until
the
sun rises.
Oh,
until
yeah.
the moon rises, you can't see them anymore, but they are beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, because
so
it's
enjoy.
Pretty bright moon up there right now. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Have a good week, and we'll see
Have
you
Have a good
all
week,
next
everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.